What a difference a July rain can make. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, you hear the talk about money rain. This is absolutely one of the money rain. It saved a lot of farmers this year.
Lauderdale County Extension leader James Griffin says before last week's timely rain that fell over most of the state, crops were beginning to show those serious signs of stress. But what a difference a few inches can do.
And it was good rain. It was a long, slow, spread out rain. It wasn't just all at once. It kind of ran off the hill. This was a good soaking rain that really benefited the crop. You can see immediate response in the field, different plants, what have you, greening back up and being able to actually take up nutrients from the soil from the rainfall that occurred.
Griffin says Lauderdale County received anywhere from 1 to 3 inches at a critical time in the development stage for row crops. In Middle Tennessee, as much as 6 inches was recorded in some areas. And in East Tennessee, Loudoun County Extension Director John Goddard says they got about 2 inches, and that was definitely better than no rain at all.
You know, our subsoil moisture was, it was as dry 6 feet down as it was on top. So this 2 inches of rain that we had, and we've had more than that in spots, it's gotten down there and, you know, in the root zone and really going to help us out. Hopefully we'll get some more rain. We could use that much more today.
Well, despite the lack of rainfall before last week, most crops statewide were still in fairly good condition. But there's no doubt now these midsummer rains have all but ensured a better yield at harvest time. And now a better mood for our farmers.
Very seldom does a farmer call me after it rains just as excited as he could be. But, in fact, I had 3 calls this week from farmers just saying, how much rain did we get over there? How much rain did we get here? I mean, it's really picked up their spirit.
And besides benefiting the row crops, these July rains have made a big difference in pasture growth. And, of course, that benefits our livestock. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.